Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so we talked about this earlier this week. It seems like maybe the punishment for the sign stealing was sort of a tipping point for Jim Crane getting more actively involved in the day-to-day operations of the team. I think it feels that way. Like, it feels like Jeff Luhnow kind of operated autonomously. He did his thing, and he did a great job of it.
Maybe a little too autonomously at times.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Therein lies the situation we're in. I think that Jim Crane felt like, okay, a little bit more oversight would have been maybe a good thing.
Which I think is great. The issue may be, though, that Jim Crane has been getting more involved in the parts of overseeing things that Jeff Luhnow was really good at.
It's like when the investors step in and decide they want to direct the porn movie.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, wait, it's all right. Listen, yes, sir. Yeah, okay, we understand. But no, it's not the choice we would make. And just, yeah.
Or the company or the porn movie, either one. Yeah.
Right.
So Jim Crane, obviously there was a period of time where he and Jeff Bagwell and others were the general manager. There was no general manager. They were operating that way and making signings and so forth.
It was Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby.
Yes, yes.
It was, you didn't actually have, that was the problem with the whole scenario there with Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, was that they were acting as GMs and there still was no actual GM.
Yep.
Yeah.
So my question is, if Jim Crane were an actual GM, if we take the sum total of the moves that I feel like he has, like, the majority of the control over, if not total control over, he's the owner. If he were an actual GM, if we were judging him like he were a GM, not an owner, because he's kind of immune to the sort of judgment we're about to talk about. You can't fire him. If he were an actual GM, how close would he be to getting fired right now? And I'll point out that the list of negatives outweighs the list of positives. Like, this,
so we're taking over from the time he took over for James Click, who was fired for winning a World Series.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Okay, you fired your GM after winning a World Series. What's your next move, new GM?
Yes, yeah. And
you gotta sign up Michael Brantley, right? Immediately. The first thing you have to do is sign up Michael Brantley.
Who had a shoulder issue at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was 73 years old.
Yeah, so I'm going to put Jose Abreu, Rafael Montero, and Michael Brantley. I think that's viewed as like one sort of three-headed offseason. Like that, that's like this triumvirate of moves where people are like, what were we doing here? What were we doing?
Only one of those things right now is like actively really annoying you, I would say.
Abreu? Yeah, Montero. I said it earlier in the show. There's nothing Montero can do in the role he's in right now that justifies $11.5 million
salary.
Right.
He's got. He's
That's not his fault.
It's a bad contract, but it's not like it. The performance so far compared to last year, you know, it's not necessarily as much of a thorn in your side. But the Abreu one is really annoying.
Abreu's losing games for you. I mean, you're having a role in games being lost. He's not single-handedly losing games, but he is contributing to losses above replacement. He is very, very high in the league right now. If there were such a thing, so that offseason is sort of the, you know, that's the one everybody points to. I would say that a few more things, Seth, like the Hader deal. This Hader deal needs to work out. He needs to become a hammer at the back of the bullpen. And this is a 5-year deal, man. We are 18 games into a 5-year deal, and Josh Hader looks a little lost right now, more than a little.
Right. Yeah. And like, and honestly, too, yes, it is early into this. I don't expect him to finish the season with a 7+ ERA. But you do have to point out, you know, in 2022, he had a 5.22 ERA. In 56 games pitched. It wasn't like he's had an unblemished, gleaming record of consistency. That was the worst year of his career, and maybe you write that off because of injuries or what have you. But, man, it's not unprecedented that he would have a really bad year, and because he had one 2 years ago.
Yep. So that's at the very – I mean, it's obviously incomplete, but that's troubling right now. Almost as a correlation to Hader is you let the middle of the bullpen crater. You know, you're leaning on a lot of guys. You're trusting in a lot of guys who don't have the big league chops to take on the roles that they're being asked to do, whether it's at the back end of the rotation where you knew you had injuries, or whether it's the middle of the bullpen where you knew guys were going to be leaving for greener pastures like Hector Neris and Philip Maton and Ryan Stanek.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just, yeah.
You're just letting if the pitching staff were a house, you're letting it fall into some degree of disrepair right now.
Right. You're just like, okay, I see things that are issues, and I'm just going to let it go. Sure, that gutter could be hanging about a little more tight up, but what's the deal? It's just a gutter.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of it's just a gutter going on right now with the Astros pitching staff. Yeah.
And there is no leaf filter on the way, Flying mentioned. Yeah. The contractual limbo with Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, and Framber Valdez, that to me is 100% a Jim Crane thing. You know, like he's the one that's dug in, and he's got a number of years, he's got a number salary-wise, and ultimately, if and when those contracts either get blessed or they don't sign those guys, that ain't Dana Brown. That's Jim
Crane. That's an interesting one, because if we were looking at Jim Crane as the GM, then what would we be saying? Would we be blaming the owner for not going even further into the luxury tax? Because he is one of the top three. It's hard for me to separate this from the owner side of it, ownership side of it, because they're in the top three in spending in MLB this year. Obviously, they're distant third, but they're top three in spending in MLB, and they don't have the market and the revenue of a Mets or a Yankees or some of the big of the Dodgers, obviously. So that part I have a hard time being hypercritical over. Like, they're in that position of having a lot of talented guys to be paid.
Agreed. I'm putting it out there. I'm with you on that. That's low. It's low on the list. Where are we on the Verlander trade right now? I was in favor of it last year. I guess we probably need to see what he looks like when he gets back on the mound. But they gave up two prime prospects to get Justin Verlander.
You gave up two prime prospects, and you're not allowed to use injuries as an excuse when you're dealing with a 40-year-old. Like, no, you signed the 40-year-old. Just like when you signed Brantley, he was aging and he had a known issue. That was a bad sign. That was a sentimental signing. That was sentimentality and nothing more. Like, you couldn't wait until... Was everybody just so eager to snap up Michael Brantley at that point?
Right.
You just had to sign him in December? So, with Verlander, a lot of it just depends on how healthy he finishes the season. Mm-hmm. If he ends up banged up and just not available consistently, if he doesn't show up for the playoffs, then yeah, that was a really bad trade, ultimately.
I would say the things that I would give Jim Crane credit for over the last couple years would be the signings, like the Yordan Alvarez signing to get him signed in through 2028 at $20 million a year. Looks like it's going to be one of the most incredible bargains in the sport. And if Christian Javier is back to what he was, some semblance of what he was in 2022, that too is going to be a really good signing. I think Jim Crane, when guys have decided, like, yeah, I'm willing to do a deal to buy out my arbitration years, it's largely worked out pretty well for the Astros. You know, I know Bregman had a peak in 2019 and then a couple injury-prone years. I think, by and large, Alex Bregman, you know, the 6 years, $100 million that he got, I think especially given how the team has performed in the postseason, that that's been a not a great signing, but a good sign. I think Jordan's going to prove to be like a Jordan might prove to be like an Andre Johnson situation, where like Andre had that bad contract,
tearing it up and giving him a new deal.
Altuve, they did the same thing. Altuve signed a deal where it's like, all right, this guy just won the MVP and he's going to make $5 million next year.
I think honestly, since we're going on based on very limited results so far, and we're talking about Hader, like I'm almost literally peeing my pants over the chance that Hader is as bad this year as he was in 2022. Altuve, you have to give credit for the fact that, you could have accused you could say, okay, the Altuve signing was a sentimental one, or it's almost guaranteed to. But if we're going on the short-term returns, he's got a 1,200 OPS. Yeah. He's batting .403. Mm-hmm. He's been the best offensive player on your team in a lot of regards so early in the season. So far, so good on that one, obviously. And I fully, when you sign a guy at that age to a medium-term contract, you don't expect the last couple years to be gleaming, but that's the price you pay.
No, and they're only paying him $10 million those last 2 years. You know, the way they structured the deal, they kind of front-loaded it. So I'm with you. The Altuve signing, positive.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I guess just to get back to the original question, if Jim Crane were an actual GM, how close would he be to getting fired? I think that if he were the actual GM making all these moves and there was just some owner who's not getting involved in stuff, if they missed the playoffs this year, this GM would be fired after the season. This GM did things that this GM will have done things that will have limited the window, not extended the window necessarily. And I think if the Astros were to miss, I don't think Dana Brown's getting fired at the end of the year if they miss the postseason, because I don't think they're going to blame him. I think Dana Brown's here more to build up the minor league system than he is to make all these moves we're talking about here, because that's his background. But I think if Jim Crane, if he were making these moves and were not the owner, he were the GM, he'd be fired if they missed the playoffs this year.
I'll tell you two things right now to try to keep perspective on things. I do this sometimes when I want to just get as objective an opinion as possible. I know that's a onomatopoeia, but is as objective an opinion as possible, I go to the Vegas odds and just take a guess at where the Astros are in terms of World Series odds right now. Where do they rank amongst MLB teams in likelihood to win the World
Series?
These
are up-to-date odds right now that you're looking at. Okay. I'm going to say they're in the top 10 still, I would guess.
Fourth.
Yeah.
They're plus, just according to Bet365. The consensus fourth best team based on all these various.
They blend them all together.
The Phillies. It goes Dodgers, Braves, Yankees, Astros, Phillies, Rangers, Orioles, Twins.
Yeah, the betting markets are not panicking on this. That's our job to panic on this stuff here on Sports Talk Radio. I'm glad you brought that up. I was curious about that last night. I'm like, man, I wonder. Like, do you? Okay, if you. If you had to guess, are we talking about this as the fourth best team in baseball, or a month from now, where are they on those odds boards?
A month from now, How healthy is the pitching going to be?
You're going to get Fromber and Justin Verlander back.
These are the things that, depending on pitcher health, then yeah, I think they'll stay there. The biggest question right now is, I think as long as they continue, like honestly, if you ignore the actual runs scored and runners in scoring position, everything, they've been hitting the ball really well.
Yes.
And they're like in a lot of respects, they're one of the best hitting teams in baseball, just without having scored as many runs as some of the other teams. A lot of it hinges on Hader, Presley, the other relievers,
yeah,
really more so than anything else. I can weather a Abreu. They can be the top-ranked team in terms of World Series odds with Abreu playing the way he is right now. It's everything else, including and a little dose of Bregman in there as well.
Yes, yeah, Bregman too, yeah. It's the bullpen's been the inverse of what we thought it was going to be. You know, like the back end is a nightmare. And the middle part of the relief, it was shaky at the beginning of the year, but it's been better now. Like Seth Martinez has been really good. Brandon Belak's been fine. Rafael Montero's been good. That back end of the bullpen, though, man, Presley and Hader, that's been problematic. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday here. Let's circle back to the Texans. A week from today, they reveal the new uniforms. Few people have had a chance to see them, including the players and coaches. Let's get the report card on the new unis from coach and prominent players. That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.